Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 22. Qualities of Sri Krishna Further Explained, Numbers 31 through 50. 31. Heroic. A person who is very enthusiastic in military activities and expert in releasing different kinds of weapons is called heroic. Regarding Krishna's heroism in fighting, there is the following statement. My dear killer of the enemy, just as the elephant, while taking bath in the lake, destroys all the lotus stems within the water by swinging its trunk, so simply by moving your arms, which are compared to the trunks of elephants, you have killed so many lotus-like enemies. Regarding Krishna's expertise in releasing weapons, when Jarasandha and 13 divisions of soldiers attacked Krishna's army, they were unable to hurt even one soldier on the side of Krishna. This was due to Krishna's expert military training, and this is unique in the history of military art. 32. Compassionate. A person who is unable to bear another's distress is called compassionate. Krishna's compassion for distressed persons was exhibited when Krishna released all of the kings who were imprisoned by Magadha Indra, Jarasandha. While dying, Grandfather Bhishma prayed to Krishna and described Krishna as the sun which eradicates darkness. The kings imprisoned by Magadha Indra Jarasandha were put into dark cells, and when Krishna appeared there, the darkness immediately disappeared, just as if the sun had risen. In other words, although Magadha Indra Jarasandha was able to imprison so many kings, upon the appearance of Krishna, they were all released. Krishna released the kings out of his sincere compassion for them. Krishna's compassion was also exhibited when Grandfather Bhishma was lying on the bed of arrows which had been shot through his body. While lying in that position, Bhishma was very anxious to see Krishna, and thus Krishna appeared there. And upon seeing the pitiable condition of Bhishma, Krishna began speaking with tears in his eyes. Not only was Krishna shedding tears, but Krishna also forgot himself in his compassion. Therefore, instead of offering obeisances to Krishna directly, devotees offer obeisances to Krishna's compassionate nature. Actually, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is very difficult to approach Him. But the devotees, taking advantage of Krishna's compassionate nature, which is represented by Srimati Radharani, they always pray to Radharani for Krishna's compassion.
33. Respectful. A person who shows adequate respect to a spiritual master, a brahmana, and an old person is to be understood as being respectful. When superior persons assembled before Krishna, Krishna first of all offered respect to his spiritual master, then to his father, and then to his elder brother Balaram. In this way, Lord Krishna, the lotus-eyed, was completely happy and pure at heart in all of his dealings.
34. Gentle.
Any person who neither becomes impudent nor exhibits a puffed-up nature is called gentle. An example of Krishna's gentle behavior was manifested when Krishna was coming to the arena of the Rajasuya sacrifice, which was arranged by Maharaj Yudhisthira, who was Krishna's older cousin. Maharaj Yudhisthira knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
and Yudhisthira was attempting to get down from his chariot in order to receive Krishna. But before Yudhisthira could even get down, Lord Krishna got down from his own chariot and immediately fell at the feet of the king. Even though Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna never forgets to show social etiquette in all of his dealings. 35. Liberal. Any person who by natural behavior is very mild is called liberal. A statement by Uddhava after the Syamantaka jewel plundering confirms that Krishna is so kind and favorable that if a servitor is accused even of great offenses, Krishna does not take this into consideration, for Krishna simply considers the service that is rendered by his devotee. 36. Shy. A person who sometimes exhibits humility and bashfulness is called shy. As described in the Lalita Madhava, Krishna's shyness was manifested when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill by the little finger of his left hand. All of the gopis were observing Krishna's wonderful achievement, and Krishna was also smiling upon seeing the gopis. When Krishna's glance went over the breast of the gopis, Krishna's hand began to shake. And upon seeing Krishna's hand shake, all of the cowherd men underneath the hill became a little disturbed. Then there was a tumultuous roaring sound, and they all began to pray to Krishna for safety. At this time, Lord Balaram was smiling, thinking that these cowherder men had been frightened by the shaking of Govardhan Hill. But seeing Balaram smile, Krishna thought that Balaram had understood Krishna's mind in observing the breath of the gopis, and so Krishna immediately became bashful. 37. Protector of surrendered souls. Krishna is the protector of all surrendered souls. Some enemy of Krishna was enlivened with the thought that he needn't fear Krishna, because if he simply surrendered unto Krishna, then Krishna would give him all protection. Krishna is sometimes compared to the moon, which does not hesitate to distribute its soothing rays even upon the houses of the Chandalas and other untouchables. 38. Happy. Any person who is always joyful and untouched by any distress is called happy. As far as Krishna's enjoyment is concerned, it is stated that the ornaments which decorated the bodies of Krishna and Krishna's queens were beyond the dreams of Kuvera, the treasurer of the heavenly kingdom. The constant dancing before the doors of Krishna's palaces was not to be imagined even by the demigods in the heavenly kingdom. In the heavenly kingdom, Indra always sees the dancing of the society girls, but even Indra could not imagine how beautiful were the dances being performed at the gates of Krishna's palaces. The word Gauri means white woman, and Lord Shiva's wife is called Gauri. The beautiful women residing within the palaces of Krishna were so much whiter than Gauri that they were compared to the moonshine, and they were constantly visible to Krishna. Therefore, no one can be enjoying more than Krishna. The conception of enjoyment is beautiful women, ornaments and riches, and all of these were fabulously present in the palaces of Krishna, defeating even the imagination of Kuvera, Lord Indra, or Lord Shiva. for not even a slight distress can touch Krishna. Once, some of the gopis went to the place where the brahmanas were performing sacrifices, and they said, "Dear wives of the brahmanas, you must know that not even a slight smell of distress can touch Krishna. Krishna knows no loss. Krishna knows no defamation. Krishna has no fear. Krishna has no anxiety. And Krishna does not know calamity. For Krishna is simply encircled by the dancers of Braja and is enjoying their company in the rasa dance." 39. Well-wisher of his devotees. It is said of Krishna's devotees that if they offer even a little water or a tulsi leaf in devotion to Lord Vishnu, then Lord Vishnu was so kind that he will sell himself to the devotee. Krishna's favoritism toward his devotees was exhibited in Krishna's fight with Bhishma. When Grandfather Bhishma was lying at the point of death on the bed of arrows, Krishna was present before Bhishma, and Bhishma was remembering how Krishna had been so kind to him on the battlefield. For Krishna had promised that in the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna would not even touch a weapon to help either side. Krishna would remain neutral. And although Krishna was Arjuna's chariot driver, Krishna had promised that he would not help Arjuna by using any weapons. But one day, Bhishma, in order to nullify Krishna's own promise, exhibited his fighting spirit so magnificently against Arjuna that Krishna was obliged to get down from his chariot. And taking up a broken chariot wheel, Krishna ran towards Grandfather Bhishma, just as a lion runs towards an elephant to kill it. Grandfather Bhishma remembered this scene, and Bhishma later praised Krishna for Krishna's glorious favoritism towards his devotee Arjuna, even at the risk of breaking his own promise. 40. Controlled by love. Krishna becomes obliged to the loving spirit of the devotee and not exactly to the service rendered. No one can serve Krishna completely, for Krishna is so complete and self-sufficient that Krishna has no need of any service from the devotee. But it is the devotee's attitude of love and affection for Krishna that makes Krishna obliged. A very nice example of this obligatory behavior was manifested when Sudama Vipra went to Krishna's palace. Sudama Vipra had been a class friend of Krishna's. And due to Sudama Vipra's poverty, Sudama Vipra was induced by his wife to see Krishna to request some aid. When Sudama reached Krishna's palace, Krishna received Sudama very well, and both Krishna and Rukmini washed the feet of Sudama Vipra, showing respect to the Brahmana. Remembering Krishna's loving affairs with Sudama in their childhood, Krishna began to shed tears while receiving Sudama Vipra. Another instance of Krishna's obligation to his devotee is described in the 10th canto, 9th chapter, verse 18 of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Shukadeva Goswami tells King Parikshit, "Swamatu svina gatraya visrasta kabrasraja trishva parishraman krishna kripayasi svabandhane." My dear king, when Mother Yashoda was perspiring, tired of trying to bind Krishna up with rope, Krishna then agreed to allow Yashoda to bind him. As a child, Krishna was disturbing Mother Yashoda by his naughty activities, and so Yashoda wanted to bind Krishna up. Mother Yashoda brought some rope from the house and tried to tie up child Krishna, but Yashoda could not tie a knot due to the shortness of the rope. Yashoda then tied together many ropes, but when Yashoda finished, still the rope was too short. After a while, Yashoda felt very tired and began to perspire. And it was at that time that Krishna agreed to be bound up by his mother, Yashoda. In other words, no one can bind Krishna by any means other than love. Krishna is bound only by obligation to his devotees because of their ecstatic love for Krishna. 41. All auspicious. A person who is always engaged in auspicious welfare activities for everyone is known as all auspicious. After the disappearance of Lord Krishna from this planet, Uddhava began to remember the activities of the Lord. Krishna satisfied all great sages by his wonderful pastimes. Krishna demolished all of the demoniac activities of the cruel royal order. Krishna protected all pious men, and Krishna killed all cruel fighters on the battlefield. Therefore, Krishna is all auspicious for all men. 42. Most powerful. A person who can always put one's enemy into calamities is called powerful. When Krishna was present on this planet, just as the powerful sun drives all darkness to take shelter in caves, Krishna drove away all of his enemies who fled like owls to take shelter beyond Krishna's sight. 43. All famous. A person who becomes well known due to one's spotless character is called famous. It is said that the diffusion of Krishna's fame is like the moonshine which turns darkness into light. In other words, if Krishna consciousness is preached all over the world, the darkness of ignorance and the anxiety of material existence will turn into the whiteness of purity, peacefulness, and prosperity. Once, when the great sage Narada was chanting the glories of the Lord, the bluish line on the neck of Lord Shiva disappeared. Upon seeing this, Gauri, the wife of Lord Shiva, suspected Lord Shiva of being someone else disguised as her husband. And out of fear, Gauri immediately left Lord Shiva's company. Once, upon hearing the chanting of Krishna's name, Lord Balaram saw that his own dress had become white, although Balaram was generally accustomed to a bluish dress. And the cowherder girls saw all of the water of the Yamuna River turn into milk, and so they began to churn it into butter. In other words, by the spreading of Krishna consciousness, or the glories of Krishna, everything becomes white and pure. 44. Popular. Any person who is very dear to the people in general is called popular. And as for Krishna's popularity, there is a statement in the first canto, 11th chapter, verse 9 of Srimad Bhagavatam, that deals with Krishna's returning home from the capital of Hastinapur. For while Krishna had been absent from Dwaraka during the battle of Kurukshetra, all the citizens of Dwaraka had become morose. But then, when Krishna returned, the citizens joyfully received Krishna and said, "O dear Lord, while you were absent from the city, we passed our days in the darkness of night. As in the darkness of night every moment appears to be a long duration of time, so while you were gone, every moment appeared to us like millions of years. Your separation is completely unbearable to us." So this statement shows how popular Krishna was all over the country. A similar incident occurred when Krishna entered the arena of sacrifice arranged by King Kamsa for Krishna's death. As soon as Krishna entered the place, all the sages began to cry out, "Jai! Jai! Jai!" At that time, Krishna was a boy, and all the sages offered their respectful blessings to Krishna. The demigods who were present also began to offer beautiful prayers to Krishna, and the ladies and girls present expressed their joy from all corners of the arena. In other words, there was no one in that particular place with whom Krishna was not very popular. 45. Partiality towards devotees. Although Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is therefore not partial to anyone, it is stated in Bhagavad Gita that Krishna has special attraction for a devotee who worships Krishna's name in love and affection. When Krishna was on this planet, one devotee expressed his feelings in this way: "My dear Lord, if you had not appeared on this planet, then the asuras, demons, and atheists would have surely created havoc against the activities of the devotees. Oh, I cannot imagine the magnitude of such devastation prevented by your divine presence." From the very beginning of Krishna's appearance, Krishna was the greatest enemy of all demoniac persons, although Krishna's enmity towards the demons is actually comparable to Krishna's friendship with the devotees. And this is because any demon who is killed by Krishna receives immediate salvation. 46. Very attractive to all women. Any person who has special qualifications immediately becomes very attractive to women. A devotee once made the following statement about the queens of Dwaraka: "How shall I describe the glory of the queens of Dwaraka, who were personally engaged in the service of the Lord? The Lord is so great that simply by chanting Krishna's name, all the great sages like Narada can enjoy transcendental bliss. So what can be said about those queens who were at every moment seeing the Lord and serving Krishna personally?" Krishna had 16,108 wives in Dwaraka, and each and every one of them was attracted to Krishna just as iron is attracted by a magnet. So there is this statement by a devotee: "My dear Lord, you are just like a magnet, and all the damsels of Braja are just like iron. In whichever direction you are moving, they are following you, just as iron is attracted by a magnetic force." 47. All worshipable. A person who is respected and worshipped by all kinds of human beings and demigods is called Sarva Aradhya, or all worshipable. Krishna is worshipped not only by all living entities, including great demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, but also by Vishnu expansions forms of Godhead, such as Baladev and Shesha. Baladev is a direct expansion of Krishna, but Baladev still accepts Krishna as worshipable. When Krishna appeared in the arena of the Rajasuya sacrifice, organized by Maharaj Yudhisthira, to everyone present, including the great sages and demigods, Krishna became the cenotia, the center of attraction, and everyone offered Krishna respects. 48. All opulent. Krishna is full in all opulences, strength, wealth, fame, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation. When Krishna was present in Dwaraka, Krishna's family, which is known as the Yadu dynasty, consisted of 560 million members. And all of these family members were very obedient and faithful to Krishna. There were more than 900,000 big palatial buildings there to house all the people, and everyone in them respected Krishna as the most worshipable. Indeed, devotees were astonished to see the opulence of Krishna. This was verified by Bilva Mangala Thakur when, in his Krishna Karnamrita, he addresses Krishna thus, "My dear Lord, what can I say about the opulence of your Vrindavan? Simply the ornaments on the legs of the damsels of Braja are more than Chintamani, and their dresses are as good as the heavenly Parijata flowers. The cows exactly resemble the Surabhi cows in the transcendental abode. Therefore, your opulence is just like an ocean which no one can measure." 49. All honorable. A person who is chief among all important persons is called all honorable. When Krishna was living at Dwaraka, demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Indra the King of Heaven, and many others used to come to visit Krishna. The doorkeeper, who had to manage the entrance of all these demigods, one very busy day said, "My dear Lord Brahma, my dear Lord Shiva, please sit down on this bench and wait. My dear Indra, please desist from reading your prayers, for this is creating a disturbance. Please wait silently. My dear Varuna, please go away. And my dear demigods, do not waste your time uselessly, for Krishna is very busy. Krishna cannot see you." 50. The Supreme Controller. There are two kinds of controllers or lords. One who is independent is called controller, and one whose orders cannot be neglected by anyone is also called controller. Regarding Krishna's complete independence and lordship, Srimad Bhagavatam says that although Kaliya was a great offender, still Krishna favored him by marking Kaliya's head with his lotus feet. Whereas Lord Brahma, although having prayed to Krishna with so many wonderful verses, still could not attract Krishna. This contradictory treatment by Krishna is just befitting Krishna's position, because in all the Vedic literature, Krishna is described as the complete independent. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord is described as Swarat, which means completely independent. That is the position of the Supreme Absolute Truth. The Absolute Truth is not only sentient, but is also completely independent. And as for Krishna's orders not being neglected by anyone, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 2nd chapter, verse 21. Uddhava tells Vidura, Lord Krishna is the master of the three modes of material nature. Krishna is the enjoyer of all opulences, and therefore there is no one equal to or greater than Krishna. All the great kings and emperors used to come before Krishna, offer their gifts, and pay obeisances with their helmets at the feet of the Lord. One devotee said, My dear Krishna, when you order Lord Brahma, now you may create the universe. And when you order Lord Shiva, now you dissolve this material manifestation. In this way, you are creating and dissolving the material creation yourself. Simply by your orders and by your partial representation of Vishnu, you are maintaining the universes. O Krishna, in this way, O enemy of Kamsa, there are so many Brahmas and so many Shivas who are simply carrying out your orders. Thus ends chapter 22, part 1 of Nectar of Devotion, entitled Qualities of Krishna Further Explained, numbers 31 through 50. Recorded February 22nd, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of ISKCON. Om Tat Sat.